Herman Woke has written a lot of beloved novels. The Winds of War, War and Remembrance, The Caine Mutiny won a Pulitzer Prize. His latest achievement is another milestone that few of us will achieve. Herman Woke is 100 years old. NPR's Lynn Neary reports the author is marking the occasion with the release of a new memoir.
Many years ago, a well-known biographer approached Herman Woke about writing his life story. Woke gave her access to his journals, but after reading them,
she said, "Your literary career would be wonderful material, and I'd love to do it. But there is a spiritual journey running through your volumes, which only you can do."
Now Woke has written that story. He calls it Sailor and Fiddler, the sailor representing his life as a writer, the fiddler his spiritual side. Growing up in the Bronx, Woke knew he wanted to be a writer, but his Jewish faith was always important to him as well. He loved Mark Twain and Alexandre Dumas. He also fondly remembers listening to his father read the stories of Shalom Aleichem on Friday nights. As a teenager, he argued with his father about studying the Talmud, telling him it was outdated.
He said to me, "I understand everything you say about the Talmud, and you're right. But if I were on my deathbed and had breath enough to tell you one thing, I would say, study the Talmud." That stayed in my soul, and I did learn the Talmud.
Woke's first love as a writer was humor. He wanted to be what he called a funny man. And just out of college, he got a job writing gags for radio shows.
It's Texaco time with Fred Allen.
Woke spent 5 years writing for Fred Allen, one of the biggest names in radio in the years before World War II. But the war changed everything. Woke joined the Navy and was assigned to a minesweeper in the Pacific.
I would spend many of the nights looking out at sea and being stirred with thoughts. And I began to think that there was a book to be written that would be like War and Peace. At that time, I didn't think that at all that it would be something for me to write. But nevertheless, I got the feeling that there was, you know, a whole other kind of writing to do.
It would be years before Woke began the novel he first envisioned on that minesweeper. But he plunged into writing when he returned to civilian life. He quickly became a best-selling author with such novels as Marjorie Morningstar and the Pulitzer Prize-winning The Caine Mutiny, which was made into a movie starring Humphrey Bogart as the unforgettable Captain Queeg.
"I know exactly what he'll tell you. Lies. He was no different from any other officer in the wardroom. They were all disloyal. I tried to run the ship properly with a book, but they fought me at every turn."
Eventually, Woke began working on the World War II epic, which he called the main task of his life. Jonathan Karp, Woke's current publisher and editor, says it was an extraordinarily ambitious undertaking.
He believes that God put him on Earth to tell the story of the Holocaust through the frame of World War II.
After 7 years of research and writing, Woke had a draft of 1,000 pages, which he presented to his wife, who worked closely with him on all his books.
Sarah, my wife, said, "You can't publish this. The story is just beginning." And I said, "But it's impossible to do it all, and I'll have to put in another 7 years to tell that story. And the novel would have to be published with wheels on it. It would be so massive."
And so one book became two bestsellers, The Winds of War and War and Remembrance. Both were adapted as a TV miniseries. In this scene from The Winds of War, an American Jew fleeing Poland after the Nazi invasion is questioned by an SS officer.
"And what were your parents?"
"Americans."
"Jews?"
"No, Americans."
"Mr. Hartley has been to church with me every Sunday in Warsaw. He's a Methodist, the same as me."
Despite all his success, Herman Woke did not always get the respect he deserved from the literary establishment, says Jonathan Karp.
"The books have a lot of serious ideas in them, and the characters are rich and colorful, and there's absolutely no reason he shouldn't be taken seriously."
Looking back on his life from the vantage point of a centenarian, Herman Woke doesn't seem to care what others thought about him.
"I was very pleased when a book worked, and to some extent, they've all worked to my satisfaction. In that, I'm a very happy gent of 100.
Sailor and Fiddler is a slim volume for a man who has lived such a long and full life. But Woke says he thought hard about what to put in his memoir because, he says, it sums up what it means to be a writer. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.